Ben Shapiro and the Daily Wire are trying to purge Tucker Carlson from conservative media as the conservative media split between the neocons and the paleoconservatives, or the traditional conservatives, or normal American conservatives who aren't interested in ongoing ethnic conflicts or land disputes halfway around the world that have nothing to do with us and don't want to be funding them with our tax dollars. Now, Ben Shapiro has been trying to get rid of Tucker Carlson for some time now, but the latest round of attacks came after Tucker appeared on the Joe Rogan podcast. And this split between the neocons, the new conservatives, the liberal fake conservatives, has occurred previously in history. It occurred back in the 1960s when the establishment Republicans got rid of the John Birch Society. Then it happened in the 1980s when they hijacked the Republican Party and got rid of paleoconservatives like Pat Buchanan and Joseph Sobrin. And now it is happening again with Ben Shapiro leading the charge, the artificial anointed king of conservative media because of the countless millions of dollars that the Daily Wire pays to Facebook and YouTube in order to boost him in the algorithms, something that I've demonstrated in previous videos. One of the things that Tucker mentioned when speaking with Joe Rogan was he didn't think that it was necessary for the United States to drop atomic bombs on Japan in World War II in order to force them to surrender because, as I'll show you some of the quotes in just a moment, many historians and even military leaders back then said that they were already going to surrender. And so Tucker just saw that as an unnecessary act of destruction and loss of civilian life. And so that upset the Daily Wire because that's analogous to what Israel is doing to justify their actions in Gaza in order to try to get rid of Hamas. So Ben Shapiro's hype man, Jeremy Boring, the CEO of the Daily Wire, took to Twitter to make a not-so-subtle dig at Tucker by conflating and really fabricating what the discussion was about with Joe, saying people who deny the moon landing, which Tucker doesn't do, maybe Joe Rogan does, but they did talk about a bunch of different conspiracies like UFOs or UAPs, which Tucker has fallen down that rabbit hole, which is a topic for a whole other video, and 9/11. So Jeremy Boring says, or if you suggest that America is evil for its use of atomic weapons against Imperial Japan, or say that George W. Bush was behind the you-know-what back on you-know-when, then you actually hate this country. So if you just don't believe what the government says about events that they are obviously lying about, then according to the Daily Wire, you hate America. Then yesterday, Little Ben spent half of his show attacking Tucker and defending dropping the A-bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. But this isn't about what happened back during World War II. This is about what's happening now over in Gaza. And so Little Ben is defending the massive, massive loss of civilian life in Japan, just like he is trying to ignore and then is justifying the massive, massive loss of civilian life, men, women, and children, non-Hamas members, over there in Gaza. Little Ben and Fox News and Newsmax and none of the mainstream conservative media want you to actually see what it is that Israel has been doing over there. Like this clip, which you can see as far as the eye can see, has been totally flattened. But they're just making target strikes, they say. They're just targeting Hamas, even though this entire city is flattened. But this is exactly what many neocons and Zionist Jews want. They want to ethnically cleanse. They want to remove all Palestinians from Gaza. Some of them openly admit this, like Joel Pollack, the editor of Breitbart.com, Breitbart News, who posted exactly that on Twitter, and then it violated the terms of service because he was calling for violence, and then that tweet got taken down, and he apologized, but of course, he doesn't actually believe the apology. He believes what he said in the fit of rage. Dwight Eisenhower, who would later become president of the United States, during World War II was a Supreme Allied commander, a five-star general. And he said that he was against it on two counts, dropping the A-bomb. First, the Japanese were ready to surrender, and it wasn't necessary to hit them with that awful thing. Second, I hated to see our country be the first to use such a weapon. Another U.S. general, General Henry H. Hap Arnold, said, "It always appeared to us that, atomic bomb or no atomic bomb, the Japanese were already on the verge of collapse." Later, as president, Dwight Eisenhower would make these famous remarks during his farewell address to the nation.
"In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals."
Back in December, I uploaded a video titled "The Neocons versus Paleoconservatives, How They Are Different and Why It Matters," which you should definitely watch if you missed it. I'll try to leave a link to that in the description below if I remember when I upload this video. Only 200,000 people watched that video, though, because it seems kind of like a plain, boring title. Maybe I should have clickbaited it more. But that video is one of my in-depth reports that gets into the history of the neocons and what paleoconservatism is, what the differences are, how the neocons hijacked the Republican Party starting back in the 1960s, finished the job in the 1980s. Now the America First, Make America Great Again movement is a resurgency of paleoconservatism. And so the neocons are panicking. And that's why Ben Shapiro and the Daily Wire are leading this new purge to try to get rid of America First voices. Mark Levin, who's Jewish and a neocon, those two often go hand in hand, insists that calling the neocons neocons is an anti-Semitic slur.
"Now, we're not neocons. What does that mean exactly? Just another phrase, you know, for the anti-Semites. Oh, you must be a neocon. Oh, I can say that left and right and nobody can accuse me of any. Oh, you're a neocon. Or you must be a militarist. You want intervention all the time, intervention?" No.
Yes, yes, you do. In fact, that's a primary distinction between neocons and paleoconservatives there, Mr. Levin. Since Rush Limbaugh is dead, Matt Drudge is probably hanging out at a gay bathhouse in Thailand somewhere, updating the Drudge Report with the latest salacious headlines about Trump's criminal trial, and Tucker Carlson no longer on Fox News, and really rarely even doing monologues anymore, there is no central conservative figure that is setting the conservative agenda for the day or leading the conversation like we've had in the past. And so Ben Shapiro and the Daily Wire are desperately trying to be that leading voice. As this Mediaite article explains, Ben Shapiro is on the warpath to purge the conspiratorial cranks, as he calls them, for daring to have questions about what happened on 9/11 from the right. So they purged Candace Owens, although she will return at some point, make a pretty big comeback. But that's what's going on here.
"You know, I've got 4 draft age children. So if you're playing recklessly, fast and loose with their lives, then I have a right to despise you. And I do. So if you're Nikki Haley, who's running for president, or Ben Shapiro, or half the people I see on television casually mentioning the possibility of nuclear war or sending Americans to fight in the Middle East, or in any way involving us in a war that has nothing to do with prosperity and peace at home, nothing, in other words, to do with us, Americans, then I have a right to call you out and be really offended because it's my family. They live here. It's not a joke to me. There's nothing abstract about it."
That's why the existence of the State of Israel is the single greatest guarantor of my loyalty to the United States, frankly. Right? Because Israel exists, that means the United States is going to be a more welcoming place for me because Israel is there as a backstop in case anything should go wrong.
This is how much little Ben likes other popular conservative hosts with big followings leading our movement.
"It's hard to find less of an Alex Jones fan than I am. The sort of soft peddling of Alex Jones that Tucker Carlson did on his X show the other day, I thought was absurd. Because frankly, I don't think Alex Jones is totally worth defending as a human being.
Well, I do, man, because I don't think it's fair to define Alex Jones by his mistakes, especially when his body of work is so large and groundbreaking. That's another thing that Ben got upset about, because during the Joe Rogan podcast, Tucker Carlson said this about Alex.
Well, and he's also channeling some stuff. You can't call 9/11 in detail because you're super informed.
Before the fact.
He called it.
Yes.
He literally called it in the summer of 2001. He said planes will fly into the World Trade Centers and they will blame a man called Osama bin Laden. We know that he said that because he said it on tape multiple times. And then he said, call the White House and tell them this. There are people called prophets. And there are people who were prophets who weren't called prophets. But there are people who have information or parts of information, bits of information, visions of information come to them and then they relay it. This is like the, you know, one of the oldest phenomena in human history. So those people tend to be a little crazy, a little imbalanced, a little different from everybody else. Do you know what I mean? They live on locusts and honey in the wilderness. I mean, that's just like, that's, they're not like everybody else.
This video is already getting a little too hot. A little too much truth being revealed in this video, so I probably shouldn't get into the real reasons why the United States went to war in Iraq. Hint, hint, it had nothing to do with trying to steal their oil. And, you just have to read my book, The War on Conservatives, because it details it there. Or why Osama bin Laden hated America. And, you know, conspiracy theories aside, I mean, bin Laden did hate America. Al-Qaeda did hate America. And they had a reason for that, and it wasn't because they hated our freedoms, or they were jealous of our freedoms. It actually had to do with the United States' support and involvement with Ben Shapiro's favorite foreign country, because they didn't like that. They don't like what they're doing over there to the Palestinians. They don't like us supporting them. That made them very, very upset. Here's Ron Paul back in 2008, who Ben Shapiro on numerous occasions has labeled an anti-Semite. I don't have time to go dig up his old tweets, go watch the previous reports that I've done about him. But here's Ron Paul when he was running for president back in 2008, explaining why it was that Al-Qaeda hated America. The uncomfortable truth that the neocons don't want to admit.
I believe very sincerely that the CIA is correct when they teach and talk about blowback. When we went into Iran in 1953 and installed the Shah, yes, there was blowback. The reaction to that was the taking of our hostages, and that persists. And if we ignore that, we ignore that at our own risk. That if we think that we can do what we want around the world and not incite hatred, then we have a problem. They don't come here to attack us because we're rich and we're free. They come and they attack us because we're over there.
Now you see why Fox News and the Republican establishment did everything they could to shut down Ron Paul's presidential aspirations, because they don't want those kinds of truths being heard by the American people, because they upset the power structure. And if you want to hear more forbidden truths, join my Locals page by clicking the link in the description below. It's $5 a month. It helps support my work. And it's like a private Facebook page for members only. And that's where I post all of the hot clips, all of the stuff that's not allowed on the big tech platforms. And while I keep this show family friendly, I don't take the time to bleep things over there. So you're going to hear raw, uncensored video and get my hot takes on a variety of issues. So click the link in the description below, head on over there and check it out.